This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In 8 years, the Obama administration has only been able to trim the top 1% share of income from 16.6% to 15.4% and increase the poorest fifth by 0.6% to only 4%. Average incomes adjusted for inflation grew by 61% from 1980 to 2014, but nearly $7 out of every additional $10 went to those in the top 10th of the income scale. The Senate approved complex health care legislation that would increase funding for disease research, address weaknesses in the nation's mental health systems, and vastly alter the regulatory system for drugs and medical devices. The vote sealed a final legislative victory for President Obama, who strongly supported the bill against objections from many liberal Democrats and consumer groups. President-elect Donald Trump has selected Scott Pruitt, the Oklahoma Attorney General and a close ally of the fossil fuel industry, to run the Environmental Protection Agency, signaling Trump's determination to dismantle Obama's efforts to counter climate change and much of the EPA itself. As AG, Pruitt has allowed oil companies and other energy lobbyists to even draft letters that he sent on his stationery to protest regulations. Malta has become the first European country to outlaw conversion therapy, criminalizing therapeutic methods that attempt to change sexual orientation or gender identity. Under a new ordinance in Portland, Oregon, companies paying city business tax must pay an additional 10% in taxes if their chief executives receive compensation greater than 100 times the median pay of all of their employees. Companies with pay ratios greater than 250 times the median will face a 25% surcharge. Under Dodd-Frank, beginning next year, public companies will have to disclose these numbers. In legalizing short-term rentals with Airbnb, the New Orleans City Council gained important concessions that may be a model for other cities, including provisions for data sharing and registering hosts, and of course requirements for hosts to pay fees to the city. In national testing, disadvantaged students beat the odds in science, achieving results in the top quarter of students with similar backgrounds worldwide. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.